USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster of historic cold weather that left millions without heat for a third day Wednesday, telling residents to prepare for energy not to return until the weekend. Residents in over 100 counties in Texas have been told to boil their drinking water as treatment plants continue to not work. According to testimony by military leaders before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, troops are putting off receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Big Brass told Congress about two-thirds of service members have been vaccinated, but some refuse the treatment. Officials said refusal rates varied and depended on factors like age, location, and deployment status. CDC data published Thursday shows life expectancy in the United States fell by a full year in 2020. The decline from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.8 years in January through June 2020 marks the biggest fall in longevity since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Pfizer announces results of their vaccine versus a COVID-19 variant. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the virus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask what does that mean, they basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh died in Florida Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Limbaugh started his nationally syndicated radio show in 1988, quickly growing to become the nation's most listened to radio program. With more than 600 stations, up to 27 million people tuned into Rush on a weekly basis. Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in January of 2020 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom a month later at the State of the Union address. Former President Donald Trump described that moment to Newsmax TV, saying that Rush was someone who was respected, even by those who disagreed with him.
Well, he knew a little bit about it, and you know, we had to because he was quite ill. And, you know, his it's amazing that he lasted this long. Only a strong person could have. And he was actually at the hospital, and he came from the hospital, and the hospital was quite a distance away. And, frankly, in a state where he had to get on airplanes. And, you know, so we gave him a little bit of a clue. And he was very excited. He was great. He was great. That was more emotion than anything else, if you look at it. That was the real deal emotion. Rush was really something. It was very interesting to see the room, though, because half of the room, Republicans, went crazy, and the other half sat totally silent. But the one thing is everybody 100% respected Rush.
Rush Limbaugh was 70. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.